Maseches Demai, Perikei, Mishnah Ches, 5-8. The Mishnah continues with the same theme. Here, Alokech Tevel Mishneim Komos. Here you're purchasing not Demai from an Amaarth, rather Tevel, certainly untithed food, Mishneim Komos, from two different sources. So that being the case, you bought your tomatoes from two different suppliers, and you know full well that from different suppliers, but you know full well they haven't been tithed. No problem, therefore, to be Ma'as or Mizel Zeh, you can, without any hesitation, tithe one on behalf of the other, because they're equally obliged midoraisa in their tithes. So we're talking about all the tithes, not just the demai tithes. The caveat that it said in the previous Mishnah, of course, it applies. You can't tithe this year's on last year's. But aside from that, it's not a problem. In fact, so strange, not even a chiddush at all, really. But the Mishnah goes on to say, you shouldn't think that just because the Mishnah says you can do it, it doesn't mean it's mutter to do. In fact, one may not sell tevel. It's a prohibition all to itself. Midrabanan. That's what the Mishnah here says. Afo pi sha'amru, even though the rabbi said, ein adam rashai limkor tevel el tzorech. Under normal circumstances, a person may not sell tevel, but if he did, and you purchase it, and you purchase two tevels from two different suppliers, then you could tithe one on behalf of the other. Now, the Mishnah does say el tzorech, under certain circumstances where the need is such, one may sell tevel. So the bartender speaks out a case like that. The case would be, let's say, where some chulin, tithe food, gets mixed up into a large amount of tevel, of untithed food. So now you have a bunch of tomatoes, some of them have been tithed, some of them haven't been tithed, and there's no way really to fix that up except for getting another batch of tevel and saying, I'm tithing this new batch of tevel, and the tithe is both for my new batch as well as for the old batch, which has now got some chulin and tevel mixed together. The reason why you can't take the tithe directly from the mixture of tevel and chulin is you don't know if the tomato you pull out will be from the chulin ones or the tevel ones. So in such a scenario where you would need to find some vadai tevel, if you don't have any vadai tevel, some certainly untie the food, in such a case, you could purchase from someone else. That would be the case of a tzorech, a need where it'd be permissible to sell untied produce. But in any case, the Mishnah's main point is that tithing on two batches of untied produce from two different sources is not a problem. One can do it.